Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is March 13th, and on this day in Cold War history in 1954, the Battle of Dien Bien Phu takes place when Viet Minh forces attack the French in Vietnam. In 1957, Cuban student revolutionaries stormed the presidential palace in Havana in a failed attempt on the life of Cuban President Fulgencio Batista. In 1962, Lyman Lemnitzer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, delivers a proposal called Operation Northwoods regarding performing fake terrorist attacks upon Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba to garner support for a war with Cuba to oust Cuban dictator Fidel Castro. He delivers this proposal to the Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara. The proposal is scrapped and President John F. Kennedy removes Lemnitzer from his position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In 1969, the Apollo 9 spacecraft returned safely to Earth after testing the lunar module. In 1979, the New Jewel movement, headed by Maurice Bishop, oust Prime Minister Eric Geary in a nearly bloodless coup in Grenada. In 1988, the Saigon Tunnel, the longest undersea tunnel in the world, opens between Aomori and Hakodate, Japan. And on this day in 1991, the United States Department of Justice announces that Exxon has agreed to pay $1 billion for the cleanup of the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, March 13. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.